All right, y'all, what we learned this week?
I learned that I just got to prep motherfuckers before I call them and shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, I love it. I love that call.
Nigga wasn't on my side on that premium.
Well, I don't know if
he was a little bit. He said he dresses his drawers and socks. He matches
that up. That nigga say he matches all the way down.
But see, you know what though? Here's the thing, right? What I mean, and this, the twang in his voice lets me know that he's not gay. He's just country as fuck. Right? So, am I right or am I wrong?
He was definitely country.
Smooth, am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, he country.
That's not the same thing. So,
so country niggas do that?
Country niggas match everything. Polo socks, polo shirts, polo shoes, polo glasses, polo handkerchief, polo watch. Everything be polo. They can't wear like Nike and Reebok together. What, my niggas? You crazy? I got a Coogi everything on right now.
That's just from not from being but see,
he,
for so
he
long.
Not, he not like that one right there.
Which
but
one,
if that
Coogi?
Yeah, that nigga.
The way the old shit.
Yeah, he don't wear that shit. And that nigga wears Jordans and shit like that.
But everything got to be Jordan or Nike though, right? He not wearing a Reebok shirt and no Nike shoes.
Nah, I don't think he gonna rock that shit. Nah,
I just copped a cool Coogi jacket.
No, Coogi's done, sir. Don't wear that.
What?
Are you serious? Are you joking?
It's dope.
Nigga, get the fuck out of here.
Nah, nigga, where you get it from? KNG?
Nah, the Family Value.
See, okay, so here's the problem.
Nigga,
that bitch
1990.
Here's the problem, right? Jay Smooth is so far forward that he's most likely gay. But you're so far backwards that you're, I don't even know what that word
I'm
is.
I'm super hetero, right? I'm
like, no, that's not. That's something else.
I'm like, I'm
heterosexuals don't even fuck with you. Like, yeah, get this nigga out of here. Coogi, my nigga, come on.
For real, bro.
Everybody's going to talk about that, not because they're gay, but just because what the fuck,
Coogi? It's the person, right? So, like, I could take some shit that don't work.
No, nigga.
And make it work.
No, African/Haitians wear Coogi. Still.
Nigga, they shipped all that Coogi shit to Trinidad.
Still,
that nigga, shit
still.
Says Coogi down the fucking sleeves.
You don't really got a Coogi jacket.
Listen,
my nigga, do not wear that jacket.
I'm going to wear it to the next show, next Monday. I'm bringing it.
Do not wear that Coogi jacket. That
shit was on sale, bro.
Of course it was. Nigga, they got to get rid of it. It's 10 years old.
I was like, this did
look your shit, that's, brand that's new. Not even over. Of course, because nobody wanted it then.
Nigga, hey. Overstock
is like, yo, we can't even get rid of these motherfuckers.
I don't even think you better not go to no fucking friend function with that shit.
Nah, hey, man. Nigga, I'm telling you, I've been on the come up at the, you know what I mean? And you guys been complimenting me about my swag.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. We compliment you because shit that you've been regular does look regular, right? And it's conservative. But when you go that Coogi shit, that's over.
Like,
that's
you're
too
trying.
Much. That's too much,
you're
nigga.
You're trying to be a gay nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, gay niggas wear like shit like Coogi. Like, yeah, come on.
You can't. I'm going to tell you something, dog. They're going to be like, that's
drug dealers. Back in the day, drug dealers wore Coogi. Like, think about the people who wore Coogi back in the day. It was either Bill Cosby or it was Notorious Big.
Nino Brown. Hey, they'll be like this. That's an old school player right there. If you wear that Coogi shit,
yeah.
Hey, they're going to think you old.
Or you're Haitian.
Okay, let me ask you this, too, because. Remember that, what was that, Black Mirror where the dude played the video game as the girl? And he's playing his homeboy and he was...
No, that was not Black... Yeah, okay.
And then so, I think I was... I Black Mirrored some people the other day because I was playing poker and I put my avatar picture as A-Love.
Oh, okay.
And so, but and dudes was flirting with me.
Did you kiss and suck their dick?
No.
Okay, well, as long as you didn't do that.
Oh, they was flirting with you and shit.
And I was taking their money. You know what I mean?
Wow. That's a little weird.
Is it weird?
That's a little bit weird. Right, were you saying shit like a girl would say, like on purpose?
No.
Thank you, baby, like that?
No. But I did flirt with another chick, and she was in the chicks. Uh-huh. And she was like, yeah, what'd she say?
Kick. Well, first of all, all chicks are in the chicks.
I know, but she's like, yeah, send me. She's like, are you really a girl? And I was like.
That's really fucking annoying, though.
Yeah.
Like, a girl could flirt with my girl, and she'd flirt back.
Yeah.
That's fucking annoying.
Now, your girl flirts, ducks that girl shit all the time.
But I'm saying, though, like, that's fucking cool.
Like, she's like, oh, nice tits.
That's annoying.
Like, if you saw a dude, like
no.
You nice balls.
No, I would. Unless they were really nice.
No, what do nice balls look like?
I don't know. Some impressive balls. Like, if something like that's, like, abnormally impressive.
Like what?
I don't know. I can't. The balls was a bad one. But, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You could have, like, if he had, like, nice biceps. Arches. You know what I'm saying? Balls was just a weird ass. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, tits, like the length?
Tits look
the arches
nice.
Of your nut sack, nigga. Just so,
is it the length
tits,
of them?
Tits can look nice or not. I don't think there's a good-looking ball. So, that was just a weird one, right? You pick balls. If we said biceps, that'd be different. Like, oh, nice biceps. Dang, you got some nice biceps. I can say that. I wouldn't feel uncomfortable. Jay Smooth would never say that to any guy. Actually, he would, because he told that dude he was sharp.
He did. And no, I was about to say, you're full of shit. He would not say that. Yeah, he definitely, if he
I wonder how we would feel if that guy had got offended that he said he was sharp.
And so, I think he was with it.
So let me ask you.
But what if we've done it here? Had so
let me ask you.
No,
this.
I could see somebody, because I know guys that are like Jay Smooth that get offended by gay fucking love.
And he touched his nipple when he said he was sharp.
Let me ask you guys this question right here. So what else did y'all fucking learn? What else did you motherfuckers learn? Let's get that. Let's keep it going. Let's keep that energy. You know what I'm saying?
I learned that we may have been catfished on last week's premium.
Absolutely.
I don't know if we were really dealing with a slaver or not a slave.
Neither one.
Yeah.
Neither one. And maybe he does get women, but it just don't feel like it.
Oh, no. I'm not doubting that. Mm. But slave, he would have said, you gonna fuck Jay Smooth.
Right.
And, you know, because Jay Smooth is looking for you to have a friend or not.
You know what it is?
He don't need a friend.
You know what it is? I just want the world to be a better place. I really want him not to get women. Because my problem, and you're saying, don't be a hater, nigga, don't be a hater. But the reason why our women are so messed up.
Just stop. I've been calling this shit for 5 years.
What?
That him poisoning the well.
These motherfuckers are dickheads. They're making all of our women fucking hate men.
No, and not only that, forget the hate part. They don't fucking even know what reality is.
Right.
They don't even know what
these women out here.
Yeah, they don't know what the fuck is real and what ain't real.
But I think they do know reality, J Mac. These motherfuckers is just what happens is,
let me tell you,
they want a lot of these women now. They just want love so bad, and they'll believe anything.
Women and men.
Have been damaged out here.
Of course.
Both, right? But the men who are damaged, right? It's harder for motherfuckers but if they have lost trust with a woman that has fucked them up, it's hard for them to get trust any other chicks out there. But
so it doesn't women matter. You could be a real motherfucker and tell someone that when you first meet them, then be like, look, this is where I'm at. This is the space that I'm in. So, you know, right now, I don't know, you know, if I'm at a place where I could really do anything for you. You know what I'm saying? Because this is where I'm at.
That would be a total lie for me. I can do something for all of them.
Yeah, like not what? Really.
And conversations, like it's just depends on, you know what I'm saying?
But my understanding, and from anyone that I've heard you interact with, you could do whatever, all of that shit you talk about, but you ain't giving none of them what they want.
None of them.
I do. I give them time.
That's not what
they want. Really? No, these motherfuckers like, you don't be coming around.
You only give me time at night, nigga.
No, it just all depends.
That's what the one was saying.
I do lunch. I do sometime dinner. You know what I'm saying? Go see them for a little bit.
The bottom line is, like I said, it's not what they all of them say they need more. Whatever you'd been talking about, it ain't enough.
Now, you're right. The fucked up piece is now we're into that season now where it's going to become a financial hardship.
From now till February 15th.
Yeah.
But no, that's like, stupid. Nigga, hey, look, you're single, right? If you meet a girl from now till the end of the year and she expects a gift from you,
February 15th.
Yeah. But it doesn't even matter if she expects a gift from you and you're just now meeting a chick.
If they're gonna do something, if they're gonna do something for you, you gotta definitely you feel like a total dickhead if they do something for you and you don't do anything for them.
Wait, you ever feel like a dickhead?
I do.
Please.
When?
Quite oftentimes.
Okay.
So this is okay. I know this ain't the premium, so I'm not gonna go into too much depth. But the same guy who was on that phone call.
I do feel like a dickhead.
Did you feel like a dickhead for that?
I told you, last week.
It's more recent events that I felt like a dickhead too.
I told you that.
Yeah, I called her up and I apologized.
When you are a bad person,
right?
Regardless of what you think or whatever, that stuff haunts you. That shit fucks with you.
And so you take it out on gay guys.
You probably. And so you don't get away from it. And that's why I told him. I said it's a snowball. So because you feel bad, then you do more shit to make yourself feel good, which is really the same shit that you've been doing to make these other people feel bad.
This week I got a call to counsel. Cancel that motherfucking nigga.
I'll take up a counseling session. I'll school your ass, nigga. You don't need none of that shit, man.
No, that's okay. I go to a professional. I know that's probably one of your jobs that you've had.
I used to work in a psychiatry ward.
What else we motherfucking learned this week?
I learned that doing a show 6 sucks. I've been having a run out. I don't know, listeners, you don't know this, but I don't know, maybe you can hear it in the background, but I've been having a run out here every few minutes or so and cough and
do all kind of bodily ejections.
I learned that the reason why I don't take a motherfucking flu shot for a prime example, because I know motherfuckers that have taken a flu shot and still get the fucking flu, so what the fuck is the purpose?
Right.
I learned that you shouldn't take it. And see, I know that's just confirmation.
Right. I don't eat because I know motherfuckers have eaten and starved to death and died.
Yeah, they do.
So I don't eat no pudding.
Nobody eats and starved to death, man. Nobody does.
Them motherfuckers eat at the wrong time. Motherfucker might have some cholesterol was just too high and it's motherfucking fatty chicken or something. Hell, I don't know. But but still, I'm just saying that's just more confirmation. Reason why I don't fucking take the flu shot.
That's a dumb confirmation.
I'm telling you, man.
There's no proof in what you said.
To me, everybody I know that had the flu, they had the flu shot. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Everybody know that has. I've never taken the flu shot.
Did you just have one?
I did.
I told
not.
You, but yeah, I think that Men in Black, the same people that fuck with O Dog, probably pricked you and got you sick.
O Dog.
So, O Dub. Sorry about that.
Oh.
That pricked you and got you sick so that you could then become an advocate, and then you are now.
I'm not. I didn't say take the flu shot.
You basically.
But you know
did.
What? You've been going to the gym, and you're probably touching weights of a motherfucker that's been sick. You don't wipe the weights down, do you? Like, you know how a motherfucker, you see the motherfucker wipe the weights and shit. Do you go touch all that shit? You've been in the gym, right?
Haven't you been? What the fuck is he talking about?
It's cold season.
He's trying to say how you got sick.
Like, you know, germs and shit. Germs. You know
what? Did you draw some money out of the ATM? Did you fucking pump some gas? No,
you
didn't.
I'll put gloves on all that shit.
So, what he really want to do is bring up the gym because he's. This nigga said
I'm in the gym, nigga, 2 days.
He's back.
I'm back in the gym. I said 2 days. I didn't go today, but I'm back in there tomorrow.
So, there's one day.
Saturday, Sunday. I missed today.
Okay.
I'll be back in the gym tomorrow morning.
What'd you work on Saturday?
So then it was 4 days or is it 2 days?
I just said Saturday, Sunday.
What did you work on Saturday?
I didn't go today.
What'd you work on Saturday?
Saturday, I wound up.
Can we do the count? Count it out, Jay Smooth.
Saturday, Sunday.
Didn't go today.
He's going tomorrow.
Come on. You didn't go today. Keep going, bro.
Okay. I missed today.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go tomorrow. That's going to be my third day.
Okay.
I said I'm back in the gym.
I thought you said tomorrow, Thursday.
No, I'm gonna go. I said I'm gonna go. I'm gonna continue to go.
Where the fuck did two come from then?
I said I've been in the gym the last 2 days.
So what is Saturday? What'd you work on?
I rode the bike. I rode the bike. I worked on.
Lying.
My leg, my knees.
You worked on your knees.
It's 2 days ago and he's stuttering.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. Okay. I didn't know that because it's been a while since I've been in the gym. Right? Okay. They got this machine at LA Fitness that stretch you out. You know, you can just, it's like this thing. It's like different exercise
there,
you can
nigga.
Do.
This nigga said he goes exercise. To the gym to get stretched out.
No. I didn't know, they didn't have this shit in there. And like, it was one exercise that I could do on it that really helped me with the eccentric control on my knee. You know what I'm saying? It kind of helped my quads.
Right.
So I did that. Of course I did.
So you want your knees getting stretched out?
I did some curls, but I mean, I did a few exercises in the gym.
That is
good. Congratulations, Jay Smooth.
And what'd you do Sunday? A few more?
Some of the same stuff. Yeah.
All right, good way to go, Jay.
Today's because I'm easing myself back into it.
Got you. So you sore?
Not so much.
Okay.
But I had a good workout.
So not too good, though, because you're not really even sore.
Yeah, I mean, I was sore then because of my, this shit right here.
What's that?
The triceps.
Okay.
I did a lot on that. But you know, I work definitely my biceps and triceps.
So is your idea to get the weight down first, then build muscle, or are you gonna build muscle and get the weight down at the same time?
I'm gonna get the weight down while building muscle.
What's your goal?
My goal weight is 195.
195, okay.
Way to go. I mean, I think you could do it, Jay Smooth.
195, get back up under 200. You know
you can
what
do
I'm
it,
saying?
Jay Smooth.
And then get my abs right and all that shit. But I'm back in there tomorrow.
No, 195 is not gonna have your abs right.
I'm gonna get back. I'm
not
gonna get small.
Huh?
I can't have. Ad.
No, not at 195.
What I gotta get down?
About 160. 165.
Goddamn shit.
At your height, 165.
Nigga, I'm 5'11.
You are not 5'11.
I just checked myself on the scale. I'm 5'11. I didn't grow an inch in the last year.
Fucking 5'11.
What scale did he fucking get on that? Fucking.
You're gonna need to be about 165, 170 to even see abs. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. Okay.
So, anyway.
I'm about to drop down. I'm about to get this shit back right, Jay, man. Watch it.
Okay.
50 pounds in 6 months.
Okay, so we put a bet on that?
No. Because we've bet fucking forever and he's never paid.
Watch.
And he's never achieved.
Guaranteed. Watch
never,
this shit.
None. Nothing's ever happened.
50 pounds in how many weeks?
None.
I just.
A million.
About that. I said 6 months.
A trillion.
50 pounds in 6 months is what you're going. Can we please bet? We'll catch y'all next week.